The slideshow for Lesson 9 will now begin. Please listen carefully as the content of each slide is reviewed and in some cases discussed in more detail. Please advance to the next slide when you hear this sound. Lesson 9, Epilepsy. This lesson begins on page 36 of the Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Events Instructor Requalification Workbook. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is to be used only for informational purposes and shall not be construed as medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other advice. The information contained herein is time-sensitive, and users should consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professionals prior to using this information to make sure that it is current and has not become outdated, modified, and/or replaced with more current information. Users are also advised to consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professional directors and counsel to determine how the information contained herein is affected by laws of their jurisdiction, protocols of their jurisdiction, policies and procedures of their jurisdiction, and so forth, as these may affect the application of the information contained herein to individual events and circumstances. The information contained herein is provided to update graduates of the IPICD Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Event Instructor Program prior to version 5.1 and does not establish or create a standard of care nor enhance applicable legal standards of care. Disclaimer. The author, the advisors, and the publisher accept no liability whatsoever for any injuries to person or to property resulting from the application or the adoption of any of the information, procedures, tactics, or other considerations presented or contained in this document and/or training program. Only Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Death Incorporated qualified instructors is authorized to use and to instruct the content of this document. Lesson 9 Goals, Epilepsy. To define epilepsy. To discuss the importance of knowing about epilepsy. To identify behavioral cues and symptoms associated with epilepsy. To discuss select scientific research about epilepsy. To suggest select intervention strategies for people experiencing epilepsy. Lesson 9 Objectives, Epilepsy. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook instruction and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to define epilepsy with a minimum performance level of 100%. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook instruction and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to identify one possible outcome of chronic, uncontrolled epilepsy with a minimum performance level of 100%. Breath, Epilepsy. Please turn to page 36 of your instructor requalification workbook for more information about epilepsy. Breath, Epilepsy. Epilepsy is a disorder of the brain which involves seizures, a disruption of the normal function of the neurons in the brain. Epilepsy is not a mental illness. There are nearly 3 million Americans who have been identified with having epilepsy, and that works out to about 1 in every 100 people. There are many possible causes of epilepsy, including, but these are not limited to, the following. Stroke or transient ischemic attack. Deterioration of the brain from illness. Dementia, such as Alzheimer's. Traumatic brain injury or TBI. And as you will note from just reading or hearing the news every day, there are many veterans returning from combat zones who have suffered traumatic brain injuries. Infections such as meningitis, encephalitis, neurosyphilis, and AIDS. Congenital birth defects, kidney or liver failure. metabolic disease with which you were born, tumors or other brain lesions, drugs, fever. Law enforcement officers may encounter a person who is having one or more than 20 types of seizures. Three more common type of seizures that are often associated with epilepsy are generalized tonic-clonic seizures, complex partial seizures, and simple partial seizures. A generalized tonic-clonic seizure involves an entire brain, resulting in loss of consciousness and limbs stiffening. This is what is known as the tonic phase. Breathing may also be temporarily interrupted. A complex partial seizure is usually associated with altered awareness. The person is conscious but unable to respond. Symptoms have included, but are not limited to, blank stare, smacking of the lips, chewing motions, blinking, mumbling, and/or wandering. A person who suffers a simple partial seizure is usually conscious, oriented, and/or able to respond verbally, and these symptoms generally last less than a minute. A simple partial seizure may include the shaking of an arm or leg, distortion of vision or hearing or smells, fear, anxiety, or a sense of déjà vu. Some of the key terms associated with epilepsy: tonic-clonic seizure. This is the classic epileptic seizure. The word tonic means that the body becomes rigid. Clonic means uncontrolled jerking. A synonym for tonic-clonic seizure that we often hear is called a grand mal seizure. Postictal occurs after the seizure or attack. Postictal psychosis usually occurs after an epileptic seizure. Some people can become psychotic. Their behavior during this period has been labeled postictal psychosis. The person's behavior will often mimic behavioral cues and symptoms of excited delirium and therefore is an agitated, chaotic event. Postictal psychosis is a medical emergency. Prescription medication is often prescribed to epileptics to help manage their epilepsy. Some people who have epilepsy fail to properly manage it. Two common findings are that some people fail to take their medication as prescribed or simply stop taking it. Such decisions can increase the risk of sudden death. Sudden unexpected or unexplained death from epilepsy often goes by the acronym SUDEP. This has been the leading cause of death in people who have chronic, uncontrolled epilepsy. There is a growing awareness of SUDEP among the medical and the law enforcement communities. People with epilepsy are at an increased risk for SUDEP. People who have epilepsy can be found almost anywhere. Some people who have epilepsy may not have access to prescribed medications because they lack medical insurance or live in remote locations. Irregular use or non-use of epilepsy management medications may lead to more seizures. A person has a seizure in a public location may cause law enforcement officers to be called to the scene. It is important that law enforcement officers be trained about the behavioral cues and symptoms of epilepsy. Depth epilepsy. Because epilepsy has been identified as the most common form of neurologic conditions, law enforcement officers will likely interact with epileptics who are suffering an epileptic seizure or an event. Law enforcement officers may encounter persons having seizures and not be aware of it. Complex partial and simple partial seizures may cause a person to appear confused or under the influence. During an epileptic seizure or event, the person having it may not be able to control his or her actions. This may include resisting or striking a law enforcement officer. People with epilepsy have a medical disability over which they have no control. Application for epilepsy. When a law enforcement officer encounters a person acting strangely or creating a disturbance, always consider the possibility of that person having a seizure. If a seizure is suspected, remain calm while asserting control. Communicate in a non-threatening manner. Look for medic alert jewelry. Protect the individual from hazards. Gather information from witnesses. Persons having a seizure may physically resist efforts to restrain them. The person's actions are involuntary and should not be considered threatening or assaultive. Law enforcement officers' presence may also frighten or intimidate a person who is exiting a seizure. Remember, a person having a seizure is incapable of resisting arrest since he or she has no ability to control his or her actions. Summon emergency medical services when law enforcement officers cannot determine if it is the person's first seizure, the person having a seizure is pregnant, the person does not have medical ID. There is some other medical condition that is apparent when a seizure is occurring or has occurred in water. Again, obtain emergency medical services. Also obtain emergency medical services if there are visible injuries before the seizure, there are visible injuries to the person after the seizure, the duration of the seizure is greater than 5 minutes, and remember, this is not an exhaustive list. After intervening in such an event, it's very important to write a detailed incident report, particularly if the person suffered an unexpected death. If a person dies after suffering an epileptic seizure or dies after being seized by a law enforcement officer, write a very detailed incident report. A law enforcement officer's incident report can be presented as a report based upon what is called a lived experience. Such reports are known in the research methodology area as phenomenological reports. It is important for you to understand the role of phenomenological reports. As I said, phenomenological reports mean lived experience. No one can really report on this event except those people who experienced it. A law enforcement officer who engaged someone, who had epilepsy and then had a sudden unexpected death, is in a good position to write about what took place. Discuss what communication strategies the officer used. Discuss what force was attempted, what worked, what didn't work. Give a very detailed report. A phenomenological report really can be used to form a scientific basis leading to it being introduced at court, should this become a lawsuit down the road. But more importantly, this is what gives the medical examiner a basis to begin his or her autopsy. Obviously, the medical examiner wasn't there during this encounter, so the medical examiner is going to rely very heavily on what the officer says in his or her report. Therefore, this phenomenological report, or a report about one's lived experience, takes on a very, very important role. For more information about this, click on the article below, print it out, read it, and pass it on to some of your fellow officers, as they will find it enjoyable as well. Epilepsy reminders. An epileptic seizure is a serious medical emergency. Sudden unexpected death from epilepsy is the leading cause of death in people who have chronic epilepsy and do not manage it well or simply fail to manage it. Know the various types of seizures. And remember, people experiencing a seizure have no control over their actions. This is a medical emergency. This is the conclusion of Lesson 9.